This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report. This is the Markets Farm Afternoon Show, broadcast number 30 for Monday, August 23rd. I'm Phil Frantz Workington. ICE Futures canola contracts are stronger on Monday, seeing a correction to start the week after posting large losses on Friday. Canola up $10 to nearly $14, November up $13.90 at $878.80 per ton. Gains in Chicago soy oil provided underlying support, with chart-based buying adding to the advances. The November contract fell below its 20-day moving average during Friday's sell-off, but was back above that level today. Widespread rains across western Canada over the weekend have delayed harvest activity, and that added to the firm tone. However, the Canadian dollar is up sharply, moving up by over a penny relative to its U.S. counterpart, and that is putting some pressure on values. In the U.S., soybean and wheat futures were higher, while corn posted small losses. Soybeans up 2 cents in the November contract at $12.92¾ per bushel. Activity in outside markets spilled over to provide direction. Broad gains in crude oil and general weakness in the U.S. dollar were especially supportive for soy oil, and that helped pull beans up as well, despite losses in soy meal. However, soybeans did run into chart resistance to the upside and were well off their session highs by the close. Traders were uncertain what to make of weekend rains across the Midwest. While that moisture may help yields in some cases, it was also seen as coming too late to provide much benefit at this stage of soybean development. However, that rain was definitely beneficial for corn crops in the Dakotas, and corn futures retreated from early gains to end with small losses. The December contract down 1.5 cents at $5.35.5 per bushel. Those losses came despite the strength in soybeans and wheat and solid export demand. The USDA reported private export sales of 458,000 tons of corn to Mexico this morning. Wheat is higher across the board, with the weaker U.S. dollar making U.S. wheat more attractive for global buyers. Tightening supplies of good quality wheat internationally added to the firm tone. Minneapolis up 3 cents in December at $9.05 per bushel. Kansas City up 2 cents in December at $7.17 per bushel. And Chicago wheat up 5 cents in the December contract at $7.33.5. Weekly U.S. wheat export inspections at around 660,000 tons. We're up by 100,000 from the previous week, with China accounting for roughly a quarter of that business. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Monday, August 23rd. In Winnipeg, for Markets Farm, I'm Phil Frantz Workington.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.